cats have 9 lives. Sometimes I think there are people as well who also seem to sport 9 lives, and Dr. Tom Smith is definitely one of them. More than anyone else I know, Tom has survived more close calls and managed some truly great escapes. Dr. Tom is what I call a 9 lives traveler. Tom has been stalked by a tiger, survived encounters with hostile natives, nearly drowned on a sailboat at sea, and just about disappeared in an underwater cave while scuba diving, too. 2 of Dr. Tom's scary travel survival stories are shared right here in this issue of Travel Tales Monthly. I first met Tom in the mid-80s in Hawaii. I recently found Dr. Tom to be alive and well, now living in Thailand, some 35-plus years later. Evidently, he has, so far, managed to still retain some of those 9 lives. We'll look at the notion of a 9 lives traveler at the end of Dr. Tom's travel tale, 2 of 2, later in this issue. I, Tom, went down to Costa Rica, probably 1969, and I had several days to myself. There were some incredible high peaks near San Jose, Costa Rica, several hours away. I found out that some of these were volcanoes, which were active and had roads leading up to them. So my curious nature made me go take a look. I took a bus partway out of town. There happened to be 2 major active volcanoes in the vicinity of San Jose, and this one happened to be the northernmost one, which, no doubt, you could look up on a map. I took a bus out as far as I could get, and then there was a road which, perhaps, was maybe an hour and a half walking. It was a dirt road, and it led up and up, and it was very... As you got higher and higher, the atmosphere got thinner, and something weird happens to the sound up at that level. It gets to where you could probably even have acoustic hallucinations. This is irrelevant at this point, but it brings in a whole other thing, which we can get to later, about acoustic hallucinations at sea. For this particular incident, I made it to the summit. Probably about an hour and a half of walking along a country road which, as I say, got higher and higher up into the atmosphere, and the atmosphere got thinner. On the way up, maybe there's a few little houses along the way with little wafts of smoke coming out of the chimneys. A very country atmosphere. I remember stopping at a dairy place. This is down much lower than the summit, but I went in there, and with my few words of Spanish, I met someone, and they handed me a tin can full of hot milk right out of the cow, and I swigged it down, and it was quite good. It was hot and sweet, pure milk right out of the cow. I then went along my way. What happened is, I got to the summit. There was not a tourist site there. In fact, all that was there was that the road just came to an end. Just the rim of the crater, the volcano and steam and smoke pouring out. It was actually a real live one. That was it. You just looked right over the edge. It was just right in front of you. There was no rail up there. There was no telescope and no sign even. The real thing. Shortly after I arrived there, a little truck, perhaps a Japanese truck, a pickup truck full of Indians arrived, local Indians. Now, these particular Indians I saw pretty quick. Well, there were only about 3 of them that were moving, and the other 2 were asleep, let's say. Well, what I soon realized is that the few that were still moving had corked bottles of spirits in their hands. I just could see pretty quick that this stuff and the whole... Well, here's what it was. They were totally wasted on fire water, which was pure cane alcohol or whatever. It was just really hot stuff. I came to find that out after I was forced to drink with them. Here's what happened. I was there and...